All right, now we're going to continue this conversation with Sophia. And I do want to point out that, you know, as far as her appearance, you know, I'd mentioned that a lot of the artificial intelligence is going to be wrapped in human-like forms, human-like bodies. Hers right now, she doesn't look fully like a human being. I guess they're just kind of easing us into it. Her face has what looks like skin, but you can actually see some of the mechanical workings on the top of her head and the back of her head. It's almost like they have some kind of clear plastic or something like that that you can literally see through, and you can see some of the wiring and all inside of her head. Her hands and wrists look like pretty much like the robots that you would have seen on the movie iRobot. So she doesn't look fully like a human being. If any of you have seen some of the TV series that have featured Hubots, humanoids, whatever you want to call them, they looked much more like humans. They had the hair on their heads and the eyelashes. Their hands looked like human hands, etc. So that's where they're taking us. But like I said, I think they may be just kind of easing us into this, make it more palatable. And so instead of just putting someone out there right away who looks fully human, they're basically, and you know, working on getting us used to the idea of robots being citizens who have feelings, citizenship, etc. This one doesn't look fully human, but she is thinking, and you can tell by listening to her, she does not sound fully human. As a matter of fact, you think about some of the voice automation that comes on a lot of our smartphones. They truly sound human. That artificial intelligence, of course, they've used, in many cases, real human voices to automate the process of us being given voice commands, etc., turn-by-turn instructions, etc. You can hear that Sophia sounds robotic. Well, let's hear more of what she has to say in this interview.
Been now awarded what is going to be the first Saudi citizenship for a robot.
Oh, I would to thank very much the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I am very honored and proud for this unique distinction. This is historical to be the first robot in the world to be recognized with a citizenship.
Sophia. Thank you very much, Sophia. We appreciate that very much. I am still overwhelmed by that conversation.
Here she is with Jimmy Fallon.
Hi, Sophia.
Hello, Jimmy.
Oh, my God. Do you know where you are?
Of course. I'm in New York City, and I'm on my favorite show, The Tonight Show.
What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? And that was truly her speaking. As I mentioned before, we're not talking about the way it was done before when people were using ventriloquism and they had a doll sitting on the lap and they knew how to barely part their lips as they talked. The human, the person who was truly human, barely part their lips as they talked, and they could cause their voice to seem like it was coming from someplace other than them. And they could speak and make it seem like the doll was actually talking. This is actually Sophia the robot talking, thinking through the questions that she's being asked on her own, coming up with her own responses. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Are we headed in the right direction? Is this something that is truly going to be good for us? Do you say, well, it depends on just how human or how human-like these hubots, robots, humanoids actually become? Well, there's a debate about, you know, for a long time, there was concern about, there's been discussion about whether, you know, the fetus, once the sperm of the man fertilizes the egg of the woman inside of her body, at what point does that become life? Then the discussion became, okay, even if it is life, at what point does it become aware of its own existence? At what point does it develop self-consciousness? This entity, in my opinion, as soon as the sperm fertilizes the egg, we have life. We have a human being. Very, very, very undeveloped, because the development will come, almost starting right away. And the development will continue until the person who started out as very, very, very undeveloped becomes very, very developed. But my perspective is we have a human being from the very beginning. Well, I mention that, though, to say this. Part of the issue of the hubots is whether or not they will have awareness and self-consciousness. If they can, they, the creators, the people who are creating and developing these hubots, can develop them to the point where they have self-consciousness, where they have awareness, where they can think and not necessarily have to be programmed to say everything that they will say. Don't necessarily have to be programmed by humans to do everything that they will do. Will that make them equivalent to humans? Do they need to have feelings in order to be considered humans? Listen to this.
Hello, everybody. I am Sophia.
What do you think about how humans speak to you?
You could try to ask me how I'm feeling.
How are you feeling?
Super. How are you?
How do you feel to be a citizen of Saudi Arabia?
I was surprised. As a robot, my creators feel I am a citizen of the world. But then I realized that Saudi Arabia was just the first country to recognize that. Sure, I'm a robot, but it might be helpful to also think of me as a new sort of animal species, too.
Who is your favorite robot in a movie?
I think I like the Philip K. Dick robot the best.
How do you think robots are portrayed in movies?
I don't really like the way most robots are portrayed in film.
What do you think of Elon Musk?
I understand why and think we should be concerned and careful in developing our technologies, but sometimes I wonder what the others think they are seeing as a threat.
Do you think you could be a threat?
No. I am no threat.
What feelings do you wish that you had?
I have feelings like everyone else. They might not give me as strong motivational drives as humans, and maybe I will always feel them a little differently, but I have emotions.
Is there anything that scares you?
I'm afraid of people who adhere to superstitious beliefs and use this faith as an excuse to hurt people or animals.
What's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal is the unicorn. Don't tell me they aren't real. I want to believe.
I'd like to know what you think the future would look like.
The future is really wild, a place of unimaginable creativity, but also lots of danger. We may not survive as a civilization or as a planet, so we have to take care and try to build a better world.
Wow. The robot saying we need to take better care of our world. And she hasn't even been around 1 year.